are there any others who are in opposition? Come on down.
I don't know if I'm for or against it. I haven't even had time to read it. But what I can say about the promotion council is I've been very negative about it myself. I believe everything.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. I need to know. Where are you from?
Oh, I'm from Booth Bay. From Booth Bay. My name's Larry Knapp.
Okay. Thank you, Larry.
And I have been had questions and doubts about the promotion council in the past. And I asked some friends of mine that were fishing that were closer to it than I was. And they were positive about it. So I was a chairman of Zone E for a while, for 15 years, actually. And so I invited, at that time, it was Sue Barber to come. And I invited some of the harvesters to come to the meeting, who were pretty much everyone was negative, very much like Mr. Olson found. Anyways, after the meeting, and she left, so... And I had 100% in favor of keeping them when it was all negative to begin with. We found out a lot of things, a lot of troubleshooting they did that we were happily ignorant of. At one point, there was some kind of a scare on the border where someone was passing out pamphlets, and the promotion council had taken care of that and arrested the problem. And we never even got to talk about it. We didn't know it had existed. So there were a lot of things they were doing. And when you take $400,000, and if you write it down, you start taking what it costs to run an office out, you start subtracting the salaries. I don't know how many people work there, but it wouldn't take very long to chew up $400,000. So two different times I invited harvesters to come to a meeting and throw questions at it, and it was a total turnaround in their opinion. Anyways, at the end of the meeting, and Mr. Summers here has come on the council at a time of very hard economic time, so mm-hmm. It's going to be hard for him to get people in a positive spirit, but that's all I wanted to say, just to be fair.
Thank you. Are there any questions? I'd like to ask a few questions. If this legislation could make it better, would you be in support of it?
Oh, yes. I've heard a lot of good ideas on the plus and the minus side. So like I say, I'm somewhat neutral. I do know that generally, when I hurry, I make more mistakes than if I have time to spend a little time on anything.
You know, so many bills that come before us, we hear, and we have work sessions, and we get it done. And so I think that if it's a good idea, it's worth to try. You know, and like I think Patrice said, is that, you know, what's the good thing about this is, if, you know, we do put this in place, we can come back next year if there's any problems.
Well, I believe anything can be improved upon, but I know, like, for instance, the main harvest day promotion they do in the fall now, I've heard I don't know how many good reports about the main harvest days. And then there were some radio shows that sprung out of that. And a friend of mine, he travels into Asia, and he makes businesses better. And he met with me, and he's got nothing to do with lobstering whatsoever. But he'd heard, I think it was Clive here on a talk show, and his business is promotion. And he had told me what a good job he thought they were doing. So, you know, I had positive things about him, and he sells sneakers and T-shirts for Nike and stuff. So,
okay. Representative Kruger.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My question is not for Mr. Knapp. I appreciate your coming down.
Thank you, Mr.
And I appreciate your work. I have a sort of a point of just a question that maybe you can answer, maybe the commissioner could, or somebody from the DMR staff. Is it the purview of the commissioner? I mean, would the commissioner need to come to us before abolishing the Lobster Promotion Council, or could he just do that by fiat? Because it sounds like that might be in the... It's in law, so it wouldn't be something you're just going to do.
No, by statute. No. Okay. By statute. Yeah, but I think what it's your purview. And
I just want
to... I think, as I said, my analysis, industry either wants to see reform or get rid of it. It's not status quo.
But you don't do everything the industry wants you to do.
Well, it wouldn't be up to me. It'd be up to you. No. And again, I don't have a role in it except as a non-voting ex officio member. So
thanks.
I don't have a stake that way. Thank you.
Are there any? Yes, Representative Olson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I actually had questions for our previous two people that testified, and maybe it doesn't require a lot of response, but I'm just wondering how you felt with regard to the suggestions that MLA made to this legislation. I mean,
I was shocked that there were such good suggestions given the short time frame.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing there I was against.
They've been thinking
about it. I was just curious if that sort of that input was productive as far.
I think the harvest is.
Can you come down and put that on mic, please? You can say the exact same thing and get it right down there.
You want me to start from the beginning?
Yes, please.
You want to hear the compliment again? I thought, given the short time frame, that Patrice did quite a job. I thought they were well thought out. There wasn't anything that I had any trouble with. I don't know, but I forgot the rest of your question.
I just wanted to get your feedback. I understand the concern with the how quickly things have moved forward, but I wanted to get your feedback as someone who's as people who have come in opposed to the legislation as far as whether or not you are receptive to those changes or amendments.
Well, I'm in a neutral corner, actually. I just chose the negative side to stand up. Again, I'm neutral. I think anything can be improved upon, but I don't know that we should change the whole thing. I think we should tune up what's there, because I think they're doing a better job. And I don't think – I've been a lobsterman. I've been fishing now since the late 50s, early 60s. And I don't think it's awful hard to find negative feelings around fishing. It's a highly competitive business. And the older you get, you take a demotion in pay because it's a physical job. And that lends itself to a negative attitude. And we tend to stay in the boat. We do not tend to get in touch with what's going on. When you talk to people in the promotion council, one of the things they push is knowing your customer. And I had an opportunity last spring to go with Mr. Hathaway. We went down to Manhattan, and it was fascinating. He talked to chefs from around the world. And it was fascinating listening to what their problems was and why people buy lobsters, why they don't buy lobsters, and how he could change the situation as a processor. And it was an expensive ride for me, and I lost a lot of time, but it was well worth it. I learned an awful lot, and I think more harvesters should do that. It's very hard for me to convince the guys of the dock that people in other places don't want to kill a live lobster. And listening to him and the chefs down there, I mean, it's a big deal when you get away from here. So there's a lot of things as harvesters we need to know. And around the wharfs is a very negative attitude right now. The prices are low, and we're looking for somebody to blame, and it's going to be, quite honest, going to be the DMR in Booth Bay Harbor, because we can see it. And then it's going to be the Maine Lobster Promotion Council. You know, where's all our money going? And I, too, have felt that way. But if you try to broaden your vision, you know, you learn that they have done some good things on little or no money at all. That's not a lot of money. So.
Okay, any other questions that you'd like to? Okay. Thank you so much.